Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, The Magic of Thinking Small. The Magic of Thinking Small. You know, you've heard it before. There is even a book written about it, The Magic of Thinking Big. And you will talk to a lot of people who are successful, say, you got to think bigger. And for sure you do. It's important to think big, to expand your mindset, to change your paradigm. It's very important to do that at certain stages of your business career, your entire career, your life. You've got to think bigger and think differently, without a doubt. But the title of this episode, The Magic of Thinking Small, this will help you actually take action. Because one of the things I see people do is that they're thinking way too big and it's preventing them taking even the first step. Because they're just caught up in this whole, I'm thinking big thing. Yes, but you're thinking too big for right now. So just shrink it back a little bit and take that step, because this is the one thing preventing you from having any success is that first step. And so I did this little post in our Telegram. If you're not following our daily Telegram, go to lloydstelegram.com, jump in there. And of course, if you enjoyed this episode, hit the share button, hit the subscribe button, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify. And thank those who do share this to your Instagram stories, and I'll reshare it back. And check out my latest book, Money Buys Happiness book. .com to start your financial education journey. Now, I did this post and got a lot of traction, so I want to do an episode on this to teach you what I was talking about or thinking about when I did this. And I said in here, you know, every million dollar portfolio starts with $1. And my seven-figure portfolio started with a $2,000 investment in Westpac Bank shares back in 2009. It didn't start with $1 million. It started with a little bit of money. And your portfolio will be the same. But you've got to start. You just got to start. Just put some money in there and keep adding to it over time, and you'll get to $1 million portfolio as well. It takes time, but you've got to take the first step. Stop thinking so big. Start thinking smaller. Just go, what if it was $5? What if it was $10? Now, what if it's 20? Now, what if it's 100? Now, what if it's 1,000? Now, what if it's 10,000? Now, when we get to our 100,000, we have compound interest helping us, and voila, we're on our way to seven figures. That's how it works. Every 5,000 room starts with 5. I've done keynotes with 7,000 people, 5,000 people. I speak on stages all the time. It didn't start out with that. It never starts out with thousands. It's very, very, very rare. And if it does, you'll be praying it didn't, because you'll be crapping your pants. You're about to walk onto stage with no experience. It's terrible. It would be horrific. And so every audience of 5,000 started with 5. So I remember when we got into network marketing many years ago, it allowed me to step into my own living room and do a talk for 4 people. It did. It allowed me to go through that. And then there was 8 people. And then there was 4 again. And then there was 3. Then there was 2 and the dog. And then there was, you know, more. And then there was, oh my God, I was on a panel. And there was like 200 people in the room. I was like, whoa, this is the most people I've ever spoken in front of. I was on a panel. And then I got a chance to speak in front of thousands as a single person, right? And then my wife got a chance. But it wasn't like overnight. It took time and more. And we could only do it because we were speaking in front of small audiences. So yes, there's magic in thinking big, but there's also magic in acting small, taking the small action, right? It's okay to think a bit small. If it's going to get you into action, right? It's better to think small and act than it is to think big and do nothing. Truly is, right? Every skill started with failure. Every time I start a new skill, I expect to suck at it. It makes no sense for me to be good at something I've never done before. Give yourself the grace to feel the same. Before I started any sport, I sucked and it got better. Every time I did some sort of profit, every time I started to learn how to write, I started to learn how to read late in life. I was 6 years of age. My parents figured out I couldn't read, and they paid the next door neighbor to come and teach me. And I got better, and I got better, and I got better. Now I read all the time, and I love reading, and it's changed my life. I was put through speech therapy in school, like it's called speech and drama. It was like extracurricular activity because I mumbled and ummed and ahed. And I didn't speak well. I spoke too fast and I mumbled and I didn't enunciate my words well. And now I'm a speaker, I'm a trainer, I've got an award-winning podcast. You wouldn't even believe it. And so I've started out sucking at everything I do. Not one thing, everything. When I started boxing, from my first boxing fight, you know, I was okay, but I sucked. I got better and I got better and I got better. And I wasn't, I mean, I looked at video thinking, oh my God, like you look terrible. What are you doing? When I started our 100-kilometer ultramarathon, I don't even run 10 kilometers. I wasn't even a runner. When I started bodybuilding in the gym, I didn't go to the gym. I didn't even own a pair of trainers. And I went a little bit and got better and got better and got better and got better. When I first sold from stage, zero sales, crickets, totally humiliating and embarrassing. Worst fear came true. Well, then can only go up from here. And it did, because I got training and mentorship, and it the pain of that got me into action to pay a professional to teach me. And then I went back and it worked. And, you know, so you just, again and again and again, like everything I've ever done, I've sucked at it. And I've gotten better. And I'm always learning still. But every skill starts with failure. It starts with a decision just to attempt. It's an attempt. Go and do more attempts. Right? And every connection started with hello. So if you want to build a big network, start building a small network. If you want to build a small network, start saying hello to people. In the elevator, at work, and stop looking at the ground when you walk past them. Look at them in the eye and say hi. The conversation may go nowhere, and often it does. It doesn't go anywhere. But if you can't say hello, then you're never going to have a long-term conversation with someone. Recently, I went to New Zealand for an event to speak 2 weeks ago. And I got on the plane. There was a gentleman sat next to me where I would be sitting, and he had neck tattoos all up here. And he was not like an inviting guy. It's the vibe he was putting off. But because I've been so trained to say hello to everyone, because I know every single connection is an opportunity to expand my network, I said, hi. He said, hello back. I said, where are you from? He said, no. I said, where are you going home? He said, yeah. I said, what takes you home to New Zealand? He said, my grandfather. I said, awesome. What do you do when you get there? That, you know, conversation. And we spoke for 3.5 hours constantly. And he just DM'd me today. So now I have a new person in my network because I said hello. And if you can't say hello to everybody, then when it does count, you're not going to be able to say hello. You know, recently I was at Tai Lopez's house and I was mixing with all sorts of different wonderful people there. Billionaires in the room, multi-millionaires, extremely, you know, successful people. I had a long chat with Sabri Subi, who's the internet daddy, the CEO of King Kong, who's on Shark Tank Australia. Lovely guy. And I just started chatting with him, and we spoke for about 30 or 40 minutes about sales funnels and all sorts of cool things. But it wouldn't have happened if I'd not gone up and said hello. Is it wouldn't have? I said, hi, how you going? You know, like, it's just the way it is. Now, I'm not suggesting that every connection also takes you somewhere, but it just gives you the practice you need for when it does count. You know, like, it's just so important. Like, every single connection starts with hello, right? Every single thing you do will start small. So if you can't do the big things yet, do small things well. And there is magic in thinking small as well. There really is. And I hope this helps you because, you know, in our 6-month mentorship program, our 5 Steps to Millions financial coaching program, there's an element of that. I've been doing this for many years myself, and it's actually from the show, what's from a movie called The Secret, and in a book called The Secret. Now, it's where I first learned about it, these things called vision boards. And we got into network marketing, everyone was doing them. I thought it was a bit woo-woo. Do these things really work? And it turns out if you put your vision of what you want, it elicits a feeling in your body to take certain actions. So thoughts become feelings, become actions, and actions elicit results. And it allows you to focus on things you want. And because you're moving towards that direction, generally speaking, you'll achieve all of the stuff on the board. So that's how they scientifically work, right? Physiologically, they work because they're moving you through feeling into action, and actions get results. So they do work, but I've seen people before, particularly some of my students, and they'll put on this thing on their vision board, I want to start an orphanage in Bali, which is a wonderful idea. What? Fantastic. Very impactful, very selfless, takes money, of course. Really cool. Those who are contribution-led will say things like, you know, I want to build an orphanage in Bali. And I'll say to them, well, are you currently donating any money to the Balinese? And the answer is no. I'm like, well, if you can't add big right now and buy an orphanage, why don't you just give $1 a month, $10 a month, $100 a month? And they go, oh, I didn't think of that. You know, so it's like, just go and do the thing you want to do. Do it now. Just do it on a smaller scale. Like when we invested in a racehorse, we didn't have enough to buy the $400,000 racehorse outright. So we came into a syndicate and we started and we invested in our first racehorse. It just won its first race the other day, which is kind of cool. And we just took the step. So there's lots of things that are available to you that you can do, but you're not doing them because you're turning your nose up to small things because you've been trained to think big. No. I'm waiting for the big moment. Well, big moments come when small things are done well over time. And you've got to be prepared for the tap on the shoulder when the big things do happen, okay? The tap on the shoulder will come, but wouldn't it be remiss if, you know, I think Winston Churchill said this, he said, would it be a shame if at some point you were tapped on the shoulder and to do something so great that would be your finest hour? And what a shame it would be if you weren't ready. And this is what's happening to people when it comes to their success, their wealth, their career. They do get tapped on the shoulder and they have to say no because they're not ready because they turn their nose up at doing small things. So I don't want that to be you. So every $1 million portfolio started with a dollar. Start today. Every 5,000 rooms started with five. Start talking now. Do an Instagram live with four or five people. That's your five audience. Get in front of people. Every skill started with failure. Stop expecting to be good and just embrace the suck that you're going to be crap and get better. Every connection started with hello. Just start saying hello to everybody and then it'll count when it counts. Okay. Every single thing you do will be small, but it'll lead to great and big things. All right. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Please share it with someone that needs to hear it. Maybe you need to hear it. They need to hear it. Hit the subscribe button. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify. Thank you so much for those who do. Appreciate you. We're enjoying this video podcast. Go check out our YouTube channel. And of course, share this to your stories. Share it with people. I don't have any ads on here, you'll notice, which is wonderful, I'm sure. And I don't want to bring any ads. And we don't have any sponsorships either. This is absolutely just nice and simple free value for you. So if you can share it, that'd be amazing. And thanks again for tuning into the show. And I look forward to speaking with you and seeing you on the next episode of the Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.